SBS Radio.
As I travel around, particularly rural and regional New South Wales, but also parts of, say, southwest Sydney and the like, there's one factor that keeps being raised with me, which is the inability to get driver's licence, particularly from young members of the Aboriginal community, young people who are leaving out of home care, and people who just, you know, don't have mum and dad with the money to have an extra car. They can't get their driver's licence. It's hard enough sitting the ELS test and getting your paperwork together to sitting the ELS test. And then in New South Wales, people need 120 hours of supervised driving before they can get their P's. And for many people in the Aboriginal community, many people coming from disadvantaged backgrounds, that's just impossible. And it freezes people out of getting driver's licence. It freezes them out of employment. And that's what this program is aimed to remedy.
Yeah, so this will be rolled out in the rural areas, or you intend it to be a national, right across the state program?
This will be rolled out in TAFE campuses across the entire state. But the criteria will have a specific focus upon Aboriginal young people, people who are leaving out of home care, you know, have been in foster care and often don't have a mum and dad to rely upon, and also other disadvantaged communities. That's the focus, but it's serious funding. This will deliver 10,000 additional licences every year, and I believe, the Greens believe, that could make a fundamental difference, especially in Aboriginal communities where sometimes literally nobody has a licence.
Yeah, so this will be a means-tested kind of program, so or anyone of First Nations background will access it.
This will be means-tested, but there will be a separate stream available specifically for anyone with First Nations background coming from a First Nations community, because all of the data that we've seen, data in report after report, says that Aboriginal people have a dramatically lower level of driver licences in their community than non-Aboriginal people. We need programs that remedy that. Of course, not having a driver's licence means not only, especially if you live in the regions, you can't access the local town, can't access TAFE, it's hard to get a job, but often it means people in those communities are driving unlicensed. And driving unlicensed can be quite a serious criminal offence and is often a way in which Aboriginal people in particular find themselves caught up in the criminal justice system again. This aims to break that cycle, learning to drive, getting out there and participating.
Yeah, and people can ask, $50 million is quite a bit of money. Where will you get these funds from?
Well, one of the few good news stories about New South Wales politics is the current budget is in surplus in the order of $3.5 billion. Now, it is likely that surplus will come down over the next 12 months as the effect of a slowing property market happens. But there is still a very substantial surplus in the New South Wales budget. And the Greens fundamentally believe that, you know, that multi-billion dollar surplus, a small proportion of that, and here we're talking $50 million a year, a small proportion of that should be devoted to schemes that actually lift people out of structural disadvantage. And that's what this program does.
If you go to a country like Belgium or France, your license, you have it for life, and you're only penalized for driving offenses. But if you have issues like not paying your taxes, they will not take away your license. And taking away your license for non-driving offenses will really, because for some, as you said, in the rural areas, they rely on their license to get around, to go to work and so on. And if they're already behind, let's say, on their taxes, they can have their license removed, which compounds into actually more difficulties.
What we know, and again, this is reports done by the New South Wales Ombudsman, this is reports done by law reform commissions, is that a system which sees particularly people who face economic disadvantage, who don't have the money to pay the fines, fines unrelated to their driving, that once those fines stack up and they then have their driver's license taken from them, that creates a further spiral of economic disadvantage. Now, last year, the New South Wales Parliament passed some very modest laws to try and reverse a little bit of that. But there is a deep and ongoing problem of people having lost their licence, then being prosecuted for unlicensed driving, and then being driven into the criminal justice system. And the Greens believe that the more people in a community who have a licence, the more young people are able to drive, you know, mum to the shops, dad to the hospital, their brothers and sisters off to school and TAFE, the more people we have in the community with licences, that's one of a number of levers that we need to pull on in order to fix this problem.
Yeah. No, because what I'm saying is just advocating for the general community, for just uncouple the driving license and things like taxes and things like that. Because for someone who's like a truck driver or a taxi driver, their license is like their, it's like their diploma, it's their degree. They've got nothing else, and yet
it's not just people whose occupation requires a driver's license.
Yeah.
For people in southwest Sydney, where public transport is, you know, woefully inadequate. For people in regional New South Wales, where public transport is effectively not there, having your driver's license is a make or break matter. It should be seen as effectively a social right, and that should not be taken from people for matters that are unrelated to driving offences.
Yeah.
That tends to be the way it operates now. It tends to be yet a further attack upon people with the least financial means to resist.
Seems like a move in the right direction, at least. It's not just criminalizing and you know, bringing out the stick. There's also a carrot to actually help people get out of a cycle of poverty and disadvantage.
Look, government is about making choices. Where do you spend scarce state funds? Now, we've got a current government in New South Wales that wants to spend $1 billion on knocking over and rebuilding a perfectly functioning football stadium. The Greens believe those kinds of choices are driving us backwards. With the scarce amount of money available to government, we believe it should be devoted to things that lift people up. That's why we're putting serious commitment to this $50 million per annum driver licensing program, driver access program. These kind of changes, 10,000 additional licenses every year, these can change communities, change lives, and that's what government should be about.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.